Welcome to Coffee Conversations with J&D. On today's podcast, we'll be talking about why we started our podcast. Just a little glimpse into who we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. So today, I guess for the listeners, and we want to welcome you guys. I guess it's somewhat of a little treat. If you consider us, us newbies in the podcast game. Telling you a little bit about why we wanted to start the podcast and everything. I guess it would be considered a treat because you're getting insight into who we are and why we decided to do it. Again, you're listening to Coffee Conversations with J&D. I am D, and you have...
I am J.
Absolutely. Blessings to everybody that came in and listened to our podcast. We really want to show our gratitude and let you guys know how thankful we are for, you guys tuning in and everything. Podcasting. I look at a lot of YouTube videos and I read a lot. And this was maybe about a year or two ago where they were talking about the boom of podcasting and how, around that time, actually it started way before then. A lot of people wanted to start it to get in on the podcasting, I guess you would call it event or something to that effect. It is a growing platform, and there's so many people that are now actually doing it, from novices like us, or even more national, notably known people like the Joe Rogan podcast, or the Daily a podcast or something like that, right? And it just basically gives you an opportunity to listen to people's thoughts and different perceptions and things like that. And a lot of times you invite guests to come in, and you can really interview and get to know that guest through these different podcasts. But mainly you get a chance to really learn about the individual, or in this case individuals that wanted to start the podcast. So that kind of gives you a backdrop as to why, we wanted to start it. I have a background in music, somewhat of the technical side, stuff like that. And I just decided, hey, let's do it. Because we talk about a lot of stuff on a daily basis, because there's so many topics to go over, from something in the news, something on the national scene right now. Coronavirus is really big. The political arena, you're talking about the election that's coming up in November. So stuff like that. So everybody is giving different perspectives.
Relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Relationships, parenting, stuff like that. So everybody's giving their perspective or idea of those different topics. So that's basically what we're doing at the same time, because everybody has a different set of, I guess you would call, truths. You got the people now talking about, I'm going to walk in my truth and live my truth and stuff like that. So basically we're giving you guys
our truth,
a glimpse of us. And hopefully you get the opportunity to really listen and kind of dive in. That way you get an extension of us through the podcast. Jay, how about yourself?
Exactly. Everything you said basically summed it up. With so much going on today, we're faced with coronavirus, and with coronavirus comes shutdowns, layoffs. Right now, though, I think the biggest thing is, should kids go back to school coming this fall? So these are all topics that we want to be able to discuss, to be able to give, our truth on it, and our perspective, as well. So not everyone is going to agree. Not everyone's going to feel the same way. But that's what this is about. That's what these platforms are for. You want to be able to have a challenge,
right.
Cause not everybody's going to agree, but I think these are tough subjects. I think these are some hard subjects and there are some hard truths that will come out of these different subjects that we plan to tackle throughout the course of our podcast.
And most of the stuff that we're going to actually elaborate on is by no means any kind of expertise in the field. It's just that
absolutely not.
A lot of the stuff that we, get a chance to, partake of on a daily basis, it just gives us a glimpse or gives us a chance to be able to kind of, take it apart and say, okay, well, this is something that, expound upon it basically is what it is. This is, this is something that we can talk about on a daily basis and, and just really, really try to understand what's going on in the world. And at the same time, when you do that, you also get a chance to understand yourself.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, because a lot of times you'll say some things and it's like, did that literally come out of me? And, some of the stuff you got to write down and you really have to internalize and memorize it. But again, that's some of the reasons why we wanted to, start the podcast and also to get a chance to reach out to you guys, right? The main idea is to have a platform whereby we can reach, people that might have the same sentiments as us, the same mindset, the same perception. And even for those that might not have it, that might want to give us, to a degree a challenge, because one of the things that I'm a firm believer in is that I don't mind being challenged on my idea. I don't mind being challenged on my thought process. I don't mind it at all, because that's how you grow.
Right. It strengthens you.
Exactly. So most people that are stagnant don't necessarily, they don't grow because they don't like a challenge from anybody, from a different perspective. So, and that's not what this podcast is. So we're going to say some things that, again, people might not relate to. They might not be even aware of or ignorant of, right? And that's going to cause or stir, the pot with a lot of people. And they'll probably say, well, what are you talking about? Things like that. But
because we all come from different places. We all have different backgrounds. We grew up different. We saw different things. We weren't exposed to certain things. Those things were sheltered, or, you led a sheltered life. So a lot of times we're not going to agree on everything. And that, again, comes from our background. I'm a mother. I'm a sister. I'm a fiance, so I'm a lot of things. So I've been there. I've raised two daughters. I can kind of speak on, my parenting style and what I did for my daughters, or talk about my relationship to a degree to where I can say, okay, this is what I've done in my relationships. Because we've all walked through life, but our walks are different. No walk is ever the same. So we're all going to have different walks. Just as well as Dee's walk is not the same as my walk. They may be similar, but they're not exact. So, that's what we want to do. And that's kind of why we're here, to be able to just bring a different perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, there's always a certain level of expertise that you're going to have over somebody else. Like it might be just in the cooking arena, or maybe, writing a letter, or writing grants or something like that, business proposals, whatever the case may be. You have a certain level of expertise that you can share with the world. And, it's about trying to give value to, you guys and also ourselves. So, again, that's mainly the main reasons why we wanted to actually start a podcast, to just deliver to the world a part of ourselves. So that's really what you're looking at. Like I said, I do have a degree of expertise in the music arena. So one of the things I had to do before I, started the podcast was to upgrade my gear, which is what, you guys are listening at us through right now. Decided to, just bite the bullet and, get some really nice equipment where, it's audible enough for the listeners to say, okay, well, I can really understand you without having to listen to a crappy podcast, which a lot of people end up listening to. And it kind of turns you off. So we didn't want to do that to you guys. So, we really wanted to go out of our way to not only lend ourselves to you, but also lend our, a good audio quality and stuff like that to you guys as well. So like I said, there is a lot of subject matter that's going on around the world right now. America itself is in a dire situation in terms of economy, in terms of COVID, which is really wreaking havoc right now in a lot of areas. When it first started, the epicenter of the pandemic in America was New York. Right? Now you see that Florida could be becoming the epicenter of the pandemic in America. And, you know, like with anything, that's something that you don't want to see people go through. I'm not a sadist where I want to see people suffer. And I do, you know, lend my heart and prayers out to those people that are suffering from that disease or have maybe even perished from that disease or died from that disease.
Or those who can't work.
Or those who, right, exactly.
Not sure where their next meal will come from.
Exactly. That's a tough situation too as well. It's not only that you're suffering from something medically, you're suffering from the lack of resources, which is just as terrible when you think about it, especially when you have a family.
And we also have to keep in mind the mental issues that come along with, you know, a lot of what's going on,
right.
The uncertainties, the not knowing, how am I going to feed my family?
Right.
You know, will I get back to work in the next week? What about my children? Will they be able to go to school? And if I send them to school, how safe will they be? So these are all things. So we not only have to worry about, you know, our health and things like that, we also have to keep in check with our mental status.
Right.
Because that can change in an instance. You know, one minute you can be perfectly fine and the next you're not. So all of these things are serious matters, and it's something that we want to continue to report on, come to you guys, podcast when different things are happening. You know, we're here in Georgia. We're not too far behind.
Right.
Some of the other states. I think we're top 9 or 10 right now. So we're dealing with our own kind of, you know, COVID situation here. But again, our prayers go out to anyone and everyone out there who knows someone, who has family members, who's lost someone.
Right.
Who's not sure where their next meal is going to come from, who's unable to you know, figure out if they're going to be able to return back to work and how that's going to look for them if their kids aren't back in school. So our prayers are out to everyone because we're all kind of going through this together.
Right. Absolutely. And that's another piece of the pie that I'm glad you brought up, was the mental state that a lot of people are in right now. And you see a lot of people that are not necessarily handling the pandemic, you know, And again, it's a pandemic, so nobody's really going to handle it like 100% dead on. But there are a lot of people that are kind of refusing to acknowledge that it's even a pandemic. And that in and of itself is somewhat of a mental state for people to be in, to refuse to acknowledge that there's something going on, you know what I mean? And that leads them to, you know, to make inappropriate decisions or decisions that could jeopardize the health of their family members and stuff like that. So it's a lot of stuff that is weighing on the American public right now, as well as those that are in the you know, private arena. You know, you're talking about your politicians or, you know, people that are in the private sector, stuff like that. So they have a heavy burden as well, trying to craft and carve out decisions that are good for, you know, for pretty much for everybody. So, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to touch it, but I'm not going to expound upon it. I kind of tip my hat to those people that are in any form of leadership, but I will say that it's a very trying time for anybody that's in leadership right now. And I personally, to be totally honest, would not want to be in any of those positions to make any kind of decision that would cause or jeopardize the health or mental state of anybody else. You know, it's just very trying. I will come out and say that I believe that one of the leaders in the country that really dealt with the COVID situation pretty good was Mayor Cuomo in New York. Governor Cuomo in New York. He put his thinking cap on. He got with everybody that, knew that had a certain level of expertise that could lend that to him. And he's pretty much stayed on top of it. And if you look at the numbers right now in New York, they're not exactly staving off, but they are.
He's flattened the curve.
He's like flattened the curve. And I think that's tremendous for somebody in that leadership capacity to do in such a densely packed state such as New York. So hats off to him for doing what he did.
Absolutely. I actually tuned into him every day, to be perfectly honest. He was so thorough. He was his PowerPoints from the PowerPoints. Every day I was there listening, tuning in, seeing what he had to say, what he's doing. This is what you can expect, because he was coming from a place of science, not a place of I know best because I know best. No, he was coming from a place of, science and numbers, and this is what it was telling him, and this is what he needed to do. So I definitely tip my hat off to him.
Well, that's something that you were supposed instrumental. To do. Yeah, that's something that you're supposed to do, especially in a situation like we're currently in right now. You look at the data, or you look at the science, you formulate a team of people that have a certain level of expertise that can help out in this, right? And you try to gather as much as resources as possible to try to help not only your team, to keep going, but you also try to help out the state that you govern as well, And I think, again, he did a phenomenal job at, delivering what needed to be delivered so that we that state can be in the position that it is right now. So let's just hope that everybody else adheres to his dictates and say, his advice and say, let's continue to do what's necessary so that we can actually have and be in a position where we don't have to continually, have increased cases or, people perish because, because of, underlying conditions or being in the proximity of somebody that has the COVID that may be asymptomatic, that doesn't really realize that they have it, and then are going around other people and spreading it. So,
and please protect your children. I know there has been kind of some back and forth with whether or not kids can get it, children can get it. But we are seeing that children are getting it. We've had a few children who have died from it. So as an adult, if you have on a mask, please put a mask on your child, because we have to protect them as well. Even though, you feel like, hey, they got the strong immune system, they're young, they could fight it, they could beat it. At the same time, you don't even want them to get it, because there's so much unknown with the COVID virus. We don't know what long-term effects are going to happen to people who have gotten it. We hear all the time in the news that people who recovered from it are still having side effects from this. So just imagine a child, and these are grown adults, and some that are healthy. Not everyone who gets it and have side effects are those who are, immunocompromised. So a lot of these people are very healthy people, but they got it and they're still having issues, well after they've recovered. So let's please protect our children as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And the last point on that one is this: even if you don't believe that this is something that is factual, something that is actually real, I would still say do the right thing by your neighbor, and just think about your neighbor or somebody in your family, and just take a precaution. Just say, you know what? I'm just going to do the right thing. I'm going to do what's neighborly. If you can get on somebody for not picking up a piece of garbage and putting it in the garbage pail, right? And you want them to do their duty, then I, in turn, would be that person to say, if you want me to do my duty by my community, I would venture to say the same thing. I want you to do your duty by your community, and just be, have a certain level of empathy around, you know, other people, and just, you know, try to be precautious. If you don't feel like you want to wear a mask, at least do the 6 foot, right? Just don't, because I've seen it all too often when you're out, you know, and you have your face mask on and stuff like that. And the people that don't wear the face mask, they go around as though nothing is actually happening. You know, nothing is real. And they walk around people like it's not a big deal or a big issue. And they're just carrying on with life, you know, as normal. I don't believe we're in a season where, and again, I can be challenged on this, but I don't believe we're in a season where anything is going to go back to any level of normalcy. Right. I understand we're trying to search for a vaccine. We're trying to do what we can, things like that. But I don't think that there's going to be any kind of sense of normalcy that we're going to return to,
especially anytime soon.
So just do the right thing, man. That's basically all anybody asks. We shouldn't have people that, you know, want to get us, you know, get into a situation where, you know, just because they're challenged to take a certain level of precaution, that they get offended, you know, at somebody saying, hey, you know, do your due diligence and just try to protect not only yourself, but everybody else. I think that's, you know, America's supposed to be neighborly. America's supposed to be a place where they look out for one another. So be one of those people, be one of those Americans that, you know, look out for your neighbor. So that's just the bottom line. You might not like it, but again, look out for your neighbor. That's the neighborly thing to do. So, but on the flip side of that, one of the things I saw that came out of the, and it's funny how we end up now talking about the coronavirus. But anyway, you guys are getting a chance to hear some of our, you know, perspectives and thoughts, which is basically what we wanted to do anyway. But on the flip side of the negative side of the coronavirus, the positive side was you saw a lot of people trying to come together. You saw a lot of people that were sewing masks. You saw a lot of people that were lending themselves to other people.
Delivering food to our healthcare workers that who were putting their lives on the line every day.
Absolutely. You saw a lot of that. So you did see a lot of the country try to come together and try to help their neighbor, which I thought was absolutely beautiful. You know, and I think that's part and parcel to what America's supposed to be. You know, we're supposed to be this melting pot of different thoughts, different ethnicities, different backgrounds, things like that, where we all supposed to come together under one umbrella, right? To, you know, for the country. So I thought that was actually really good for a lot of people to end up doing something like that. So I applaud that thoroughly, and I would say that if that is the way that America's supposed to go, I think that is absolutely what is supposed to continue to happen.
Absolutely.
So again, you know, for those that did that, big salute, big thumbs up, and a lot of appreciation. So again, the Coffee Conversation with J&D Podcast. We want you guys to, you know, check us out. Tune into our podcast. We're still working a few things out, but rest assured, you will be able to hear a lot of conversations, again, centered around different subjects. Some things you're going to hear directly from us about some of the things that we have gone through, and again, some things on the national scene. So again, there's so many subjects out there to talk about right now. It's ridiculous. I mean, from, you know, still from homelessness to, you know, even the, it's probably played out right about now, but even the way Will and Jada Smith entanglement situation, you're talking about, you know, we kind of somewhat shy away from politics to a degree, but we'll probably touch on some of that.
Definitely not a politician at all.
No, not one bit. But again, it's just trying to, again, bring you guys into our thought process. And one of the things I guess I need to kind of break down, coffee conversations, basically coffee. One of the reasons why we called it coffee conversations is because coffee is a stimulant, right? You can get a decaf or you can get it caffeinated. The more caffeinated side is like the stimulant, you know, wakes you up, you know, get you going in the morning. Typically, people do have it in the morning times. And that's right around that time when you are, you know, alive and kicking, when you have your coffee in your system and stuff like that. You're alert. So this podcast is just that. It's a stimulant. It is a wake-up podcast. It wants to also keep you alert and abreast of certain things that you might not be aware of. So interviews are on the way. Again, different subject matters that we're going to touch on, that's on the way. And we just want to, again, just lend ourselves to you guys and have you really, 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 really come in and just take a listen.
And we'll also be having some small businesses on.
Absolutely.
Because we want to allow them a platform to let you know they're there. Because oftentimes our small businesses are unseen, unless they're out in the middle of the street waving a white flag.
Absolutely.
So we want to allow them this platform to be able to also talk about, you know, their businesses and what they do and how maybe someone can, you know, possibly benefit from, you know, what they have to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we believe in making available as many resources, you know, as possible that we know of. And one of the things I think that's key right now in the society is people and small businesses. You know, we run into so many business owners over the last, you know, 3-4 months or so that it's ridiculous. So we really want to be able to give those people the platform and, you know, basically be able to just, you know, just help each other out.
And our startups, because startups are hard.
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely.
You're new and you're trying to get out there and, you know, you're fresh, but you've got these great ideas. And it's not an easy task to, especially for our startup businesses, small businesses, to, you know, get their footing and, you know, get out there and get known. So we want to be able to assist them in doing that as well.
Absolutely. And I want to say one last point before we leave. Know that this is not going to be a podcast that's going to shy away from any kind of truth. We believe in truth. We are going to share that truth. And hopefully everyone understands what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to convey. Truth is undeniable. Truth shines on everybody. Everybody does not accept the truth. That's the other side of it. But you are listening to Coffee Conversations with J&D. We want to thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
And again, stay tuned. We got more stuff coming.